This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As we continue the study which we began 2 days ago on the fact that the Bible answers every basic problem to which the human mind can address itself. I mean the really important questions. It doesn't tell you how to fly an airplane, but it does tell you how to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and what to do to be saved and how to live the Christian life so that you'll go to heaven when this life is over. Now, in introducing the subject that the Bible answers every really important question, that is, those questions that pertain to the soul, we've raised the question about the absoluteness of truth. Now, to say that truth is absolute is to say that it is not changed by the mental states of the people who are thinking about it. If a person reads the Bible, say two people read the Bible, read the same verse, let us say Mark 16:16, in which Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Now, some people read that passage and say that we're saved by faith before and without being baptized, but others, recognizing the truth of the passage, that baptism is just as essential to salvation as believing, recognize that one is not saved without being baptized. And so here we have a contradiction. Now, many people react to that by simply saying, "Oh, well, what each person thinks is right for him." But that's to take a position that truth is merely subjective, that we, each one of us, create our own truth, that truth doesn't come from God, that each man creates his own truth, and it's relative to the ideas and attitudes of individual people. But that simply is not true. God has given us the Bible. It is absolute truth. It is objective truth. That means it's something in the will of God that does not change no matter what we think about it. The fact that various men down through the centuries have drawn differing and at times even contradictory conclusions as to what the Bible teaches does not change even one thing it taught centuries before any of them had even read it. For example, the Bible plainly teaches that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. The fact that some so-called Bible scholars, modernists of course, have denied that Jesus was born of a virgin, and it doesn't make any difference whether you believe that Jesus was born of a virgin or not, does not change the fact that the Bible does teach that he was born of a virgin and that your salvation depends upon your believing the right thing about him. Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins," John 8:24. And you cannot believe that Jesus is he, that is the Messiah, unless you believe in harmony with Isaiah 7:14, that he was born of a virgin, and as Matthew indicated in Matthew 1:18-25, that Mary was pregnant by means of the Holy Spirit and not by any human father. And so again, we note that the Bible teaches there is one baptism, Ephesians 4:4-6. And if men now read the Bible and conclude there are two baptisms, that is, baptism in water and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that some people say there's only the Holy Spirit baptism and others say there's only water baptism, and some say there are both water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism, but it's surely the case that if a man says there are now two baptisms and the Bible says there's one is wrong. And my simply being sincere about it, no matter how sincere I am, that does not change the will of God. And if the one baptism is in water, as the Bible plainly teaches in Acts 10:47-48, where the Apostle Peter said, "Can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, of course, on that occasion, there was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and Peter commanded the people who were lost to be baptized in water. But since that time, when Paul wrote Ephesians, there was only one baptism, and that baptism is in the name of Christ, and baptism in the name of Christ is in water, as Peter made clear. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.